Well, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
There we go.
He is the good news.
It is a flying solo Friday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Thank you very, very much. Where all of this, believe it or not, done without the assistance of AI. And it definitely shows.
Let's start right out. Yep. Hey, what happened?
And we're proud of that. We're proud of that. Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers. Yeah, it's just me today. Welcome to it. But again, if one of us is not here on Monday, then maybe we know who wins. If there is a winner tonight's Mega Millions lottery. It's up there. It's in the top five all-time Mega Millions. Not quite at a billion, unless there's a big push today. $965 million lump sum cash payout of $445 million. So, there you go. Or if you're not at work, you know, there you go. But just remember, your little radio show.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Thank you. In McConaughey news, we're going to deep dive into this and actually maybe go, I think we will, go to the source and have the professor on the hotline today at 747. Yeah. All right, we're deciding that right now. It's because it's just you and me today. So, but no, evidently Matthew McConaughey is not running for governor of Texas. So this started up really on TikTok and videos that have just flooded this past week of McConaughey's face and says, for Texas governor, and they look really real, like actual campaign signs. That is because they are, but not for a real campaign. It's all about filming. This was around the Austin area where they're filming, and I have not seen this show, Brothers. It's him and Woody Harrelson. I guess it's on Apple TV. I don't know, but yes, that was for that show. So he has not secretly launched a political bid. Get 747 this morning. Everybody getting excited about it. Landman season 2. Rotten Tomatoes score already of about 85% from critics, too. And so we'll see. But yeah, it premieres on Sunday, season 2. And we just love knowing that Billy Bob Thornton and Sam Elliott's mustache will continue to be in this area. Also, speaking of streaming in Paramount Plus land, they had some news that was non-Taylor Sheridan related. Big thing for them. And big thing for us, too, as Paramount Plus announced they are now the official streaming destination for the Fort Worth PBR tour around the area. So that includes all the fun stuff and the premiere tour, Unleash the Beast, which begins actually here coming up in mid-December. So we'll have tickets for that. We're the official station for that. And Paramount Plus, the official streaming outlet of it. For streaming or light reading, perhaps, over the weekend, there are now 20,000-plus more pages of Epstein's emails that were released by the House Oversight Committee yesterday. Sure, that's a fun read. In other news, there's been a sharp decline in the number of Canadians traveling to the United States over the past 10 months. Like, markedly diminished tourism from our friends to the great white north above. They are not matriculating down. Unless you count Justin Trudeau. And we see where that gets him. This week's sign of the apocalypse, another AI news. I want to give us some good AI news before we go any further. Russia debuted their first AI robot this week. And then it promptly took three steps. This walking robot, humanoid-looking thing. And then it started stumbling across the stage, kind of like a drunk person, and fell completely on its face. And the two guys, kudos to them if you've seen the video, tried to use a curtain to block it. But no luck. The best part of the whole thing is that he was doing it to the Rocky theme for the big reveal. They did not anticipate it going that way. In other bad AI news, almost 100% of people say they can't seriously tell the difference between AI and a real song when it comes to now the new trend of AI music, which we talked about earlier in the week, the number one digital song on the sales chart for country music. AI artist named Breaking Rust. Well, now there are more AI-generated songs now. There's a... I almost called him a dude. It's not even a thing, person. Kane Walker, an AI-generated number 3, number 9, and 11 spots on that same chart. I just want to see if the Dallas stations are going to play it.
Oh,
I want to see that. And then in AI news, Morgan Freeman's lawyers are quite busy fighting the unauthorized use, they say, of his voice. So this comes from Morgan Freeman's folks over there. And the voice cloning and things, as McConaughey earlier this week announced that he is teaming up for that. Morgan Freeman's fighting the good fight against it. He says, quote, "I'm a little PO'd, you know. I'm like any other actor. Don't mimic me with falseness. I don't appreciate it. I get paid for doing stuff like this. So if you're going to do my voice without me, you're robbing me." He says, "My lawyers have been very, very busy. And I just want to say on behalf of this show, if I ever get the chance to apologize to Morgan Freeman for anything that we've done, I guarantee you we have not made any money on this show, but for anything. If I ever get that opportunity, I will apologize personally to Morgan Freeman."
Yes. But he never did apologize. Now, did he?
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Spontaneous.